learning today should be a schos ila nishma sadir chaver chaim loza ben shem shenari as well as a schos ila nishma sab yakov yosef ben chaim menachem ben zion shol sfi a schos for first time of chaim moshe shu ben malka chaim do ben min rachel chaim leib shein de rachel and abadati ben peril as well as a schos for all those in a makam sakana in eretz yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So today we will finish the topic of goy. Yesterday we talked about being very careful not to antagonize goyim, because even if they're not in a position to do anything about it right now, they don't forget, and potentially down the road, it could be harmful to you. So we're on the bottom of page 415. He says, "Vafilu im hagoy hiko." Now, let's say you're on the receiving end. You did not initiate, but now a guy came and attacked you. Oh, or he disparaged you, or he robbed you, or something similar. You should bow your head and accept this as a kapara, and say that he was a shliach of Hashem to give me a punishment. And this is something that I know is being debated lately in terms of what is the proper attitude that Yidden in America and Yidden in Europe should have today when there's a rise in anti-Semitism. Should we band together and sort of go on the offensive? Should we bow our heads like he's talking now? Or should we get involved in terms of at levels of government, trying to pressure congressmen and pressure authorities to do something about it? So this is tied into the attitude has always been in Gullahs that the Yidden are not supposed to be looking to sort of go on the offensive and strike back and sort of be vigilantes in terms of going after people that are harming us. At the same time, you should rejoice over the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you some sort of tsar, and you should be thankful that Hashem did not make you a guy. Because one of the benefits that we have as Jews is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to get a kapara in this world on a much lower level than we would get in the next world by experiencing tsar. And so that's one of the benefits that we have for not being a goy. That any form of galus, Hashem is intending it for good. Similarly, when the goyim consume things, so let's say the goyim come along and take all the Jews' possessions, or they restrict Jews from participating in certain trades and certain businesses, or they confiscate things that belong to Jews. What happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it not as a penalty, but he actually considers it as if you did tzedakah. Like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, I'm going to make the taskmasters charity, meaning that when something is taken away from us, it's not just a kapara, but it's actually going to be considered like we gave tzedakah and it will be a mitzvah. However, at the end of the day, it all comes down to specific situations. You have to calculate based on the individual, based on what the likely scenario or outcome is. And that's why it's no easy answer to the question of what do we do today. You need Rabbanim to paskin, because there's no simple answer. Right? Because let's say you allow anti-Semitism and you just bow your head. So then potentially it could get worse. And now it could turn from being, you know, just acts of random violence to actually being real sakana and turn into a pogrom. So maybe there is a tzad to say that maybe we should speak up, and that's why there's no answer that can be given 100% of the time. It says afilu chashash rechoika, even if there's an unlikely danger, ki bevada im banu laniach sheyechlu gam ochel es kaspenu, that he says basically if we're gonna allow the goyim to go unchecked, then certainly they're not going to stop until they take everything from us. So that's why there's no answer. Like I said, there's no right answer for every situation. It's depending on the time, depending on the situation. So the general philosophy is that we should not go on the offensive. However, there are times where we do need to step up and sort of push back. He says if we would just, so to speak, always act with our head down, so the guy would always stop. Whoever wants would just come and eat our possessions. Rak kol arum yaseh v'das yivrach miskoytedim goy kasher yuchal se'es. Every smart person should do whatever he can to avoid a confrontation with the guy as much as he can. And ultimately, we have to turn to God and say, God, please save me from this situation. Don't put me in the situation where I have to interact with them. Behave oyev shalom v'roidev shalom amar bereim. And to lessen the potential that someone should be an enemy with you, you should always be someone who promotes peace, who loves peace, who tries to have as many friends as he can, to try to be on friendly terms even with Goyim. And with this approach, we will make it through the long galus until ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems us. At that time, we will live securely in our land, upon the inheritance of our forefathers. Amen. So that is the end of the topic of Goy.